University of Alabama receives millions in taxpayer funding for diversity programs. By Tom Sikata on August 20, 2019. The University of Alabama at Birmingham receives millions in taxpayers' dollars to fund its various diversity and inclusion programming. According to a report by Campus Reform, the University of Alabama at Birmingham receives substantial government aid for the purpose of advancing its diversity and inclusion programs. The university specifically receives $1.25 million for a program that encourages women to pursue the science and engineering majors. In 2003, the university received a $3.5 million grant from the National Science Foundation's Advance Organizational Change for Gender Equity in STEM Academic Professions to increase the amount of women in science and engineering faculty positions. Paulette Patterson Dilworth, Ph.D., Vice President for UAB Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, said in an interview for the university's website that the University of Alabama at Birmingham has been a leader with regards to urging women to pursue science and engineering careers. UAB has been a leader in efforts to advance gender equity in STEM, so it makes perfect sense for us to continue our leadership in this area, Dilworth said in a short comment. The number of women obtaining science, technology, engineering and mathematics doctoral degrees has increased steadily in recent decades. However, women continue to be underrepresented in STEM academic positions, especially at senior ranks and in leadership positions. Dilworth claims that the university will use the funding to continue their push to increase the number of both women and non-white minorities in science and engineering fields. We plan to utilize this partnership by implementing changes in practices and policies that inhibit gender equity and inclusion in STEM at partner institutions, Dilworth added. By gender, we mean gender in terms of social identity. We also plan to increase representation and visibility of women, racial, ethnic minorities and other social identities in STEM departments by improving recruitment, retention and promotion practices and policies. Breitbart News reported this week that a group of female science professors are wearing fake beards to protest the alleged lack of female representation in the science and engineering fields. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates.